World Maritime Day 2010, Year of the Seafarer. A message from the Secretary General of the International Maritime Organization, Mr. Evthymios E. Mitropoulos.
In today's global economy, hundreds of millions of people all over the world rely on ships to transport the great multitude of commodities, fuel, foodstuffs, goods and products on which we all depend. Yet, for most of them, shipping, not to mention the huge range of related maritime activities that together go to make up what is loosely termed the shipping industry, does not register a particularly strong echo on their personal radar. The very nature of shipping makes it something of a background industry. For most people, most of the time, ships are simply out of sight and out of mind. And the same, as a consequence, can be said of the seafarers that operate the world's fleet, despite the fact that the global economy depends utterly on their presence. Seafarers are, in effect, the lubricant without which the engine of trade would simply grind to a halt. It is, of course, sad when workforces are unrecognized and more or less taken for granted. When, for example, we switch on a light, we do not generally pause to think of all those who have labored in the various sectors of the oil exploration and production process, and subsequently in power generation and transmission industries to make it happen. Nor, when we sit at the table to eat our daily bread, do we pause to think of who brought the grain that enabled our local baker to bake it. Nor when, faced with a severe winter, do we pause to think of who carried, from its sources afar, the oil that heats our homes or fuels the energy on which we all so much depend these days. Well, perhaps we should, and we certainly should not use that as an excuse to continue to allow the seafarer who helps this happen to be ignored at best and poorly treated at worst. Seafaring is a difficult and demanding job, with its own set of unique pressures and risks. At the end of a long and stressful day, there is no return home to the family, no evening with friends at the taverna or the pub, no change of scenery, no chance to properly relax, unwind or distress, just the relentless drone of diesels and the never-ending movement of the ship, that is not only the seafarer's place of work, but also their home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for weeks and often for months on end. And ever present in the back of their mind, the possibility of natural and other invidious hazards, such as pirate attacks, unwarranted detention and abandonment in foreign ports. In this, the year of the seafarer, our intention has been not only to draw attention to the unique circumstances within which seafarers spend their working lives while rendering their indispensable services, but also to make a palpable and beneficial difference. In selecting the Year of the Seafarer theme, our intention was also to use it as an excellent opportunity to reassure those who labor at the sharp end of the industry, the seafarers themselves, that those of us who work in other areas of the maritime community and yet whose actions have a direct bearing on seafarers' everyday lives, understand the extreme pressures they face and approach our tasks with genuine interest and concern for them and their families. In this respect, the most significant achievement of the year undoubtedly came in June, with the adoption by a diplomatic conference in Manila of major revisions to the International Convention on Standards of Training, Certification and Watchkeeping for Seafarers, the STCW Convention and its associated code. Scheduled to enter into force on 1 January 2012, these revisions will ensure that necessary global standards will be in place to train and certify seafarers to operate technologically advanced ships for some time to come. The Manila Conference also agreed a series of new provisions on the issue of fitness for duty, hours of rest, to provide watchkeepers aboard ships with sufficient rest periods. This important new provision will create better conditions for seafarers and help ensure they are adequately rested before they undertake their duties. Fatigue has been found to be a contributory factor to several accidents at sea, and to ensure that seafarers are adequately rested before they take over their watch will certainly play an important role in safe sailing and the prevention of casualties. I'm particularly pleased that the new STCW requirements on this crucial issue are consistent with the corresponding provisions of the International Labour Organization's 2006 Maritime Labour Convention, which I hope will come into force soon. While the amendments to the STCW Convention and Code and the resolutions adopted by the Manila Conference can rightly be considered as the pinnacle of our regulatory efforts this year to create a better, safer, and more secure world in which seafarers can operate, other efforts continue in parallel, because at IMO the human element and the interests of seafarers' work and life on board are always at the forefront of all our legislative work. When IMO first mooted the idea that our theme for 2010 should focus on the seafarer, we wanted to do two things. First, we wanted to draw attention to a workforce that is largely unheralded and unacknowledged, often even within the industry it serves. And second, we wanted to extend the theme beyond the regular World Maritime Day celebrations and to galvanize a momentum that would last for the whole year, and indeed beyond. We wanted 2010 to be the start of this momentum, but we certainly do not want the end of 2010 to be the end of the initiative. To this end, I welcomed and embraced enthusiastically the decision of the Manila Conference that the unique contribution made by seafarers from all over the world to international seaborne trade, the world economy and civil society as a whole, should from now on be marked annually with a Day of the Seafarer, to be held on 25 June of each year. The date chosen was that on which the conference was concluded, and acknowledges the significance of the STCW amendments then adopted for the maritime community and those who serve it on board ships. And I would warmly encourage governments, shipping organizations, companies, owners, operators, managers, and all other parties concerned to promote the Day of the Seafarer. Earlier in the year, I identified three targets that I'd be happy to see achieved in conjunction with our Year of the Seafarer initiative. They were: 1. Increased awareness among the general public of the indispensable services seafarers render to civil society at large. 2. A clear message to seafarers that we recognize and appreciate their services, that we do care about them, and that we do all that we can to look after and protect them when the circumstances of their life at sea so warrant. And 3. Redoubled efforts at the regulatory level to move from words to deeds to create a better world in which seafarers can offer their services. I think I can safely say that so far, good progress has been made towards achieving all three of the set objectives. It is therefore very pleasing to see that the theme, which was selected in order to act as the focal point around which the maritime community as a whole would rally to seek ways to recognize and pay tribute to seafarers for their unique contribution to society and the vital part they play in the facilitation of global trade, has achieved and is achieving its aim. This has undoubtedly been happening